This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Marshland Credit Union, Lou Sobke of Brunswick, and by Cunningham Jewelers. And now, here is your host, Aaron Beck.
Welcome to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with head coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. The Herons Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Marshland Credit Union, and by Low Saab Kia Brunswick. And now joining us, the head coach of the Brantley County Herons, Coach David Shores.
Hey, Coach Beck, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, Coach. We'll go ahead and hop into the swing of things. We got the last game of the season coming up this week. But before we get to that, I want to go ahead and touch on the Berrien County game, Coach. Who would you say would be the players of the week for offense, defense, and special teams?
Starting out with offense, I think I've got to give it to Dennis Rawlerson, sophomore tight end, defensive lineman who also plays some linebacker. Going to be a phenomenal player, one of our strongest kids in the weight room, very good athlete. He made plays in all three phases of the game the other night, but the big touchdown we hit in the first half went to him, and safety tried to stop him on about the 5-yard line. He was able to run through that tackle and score. Great play out of him. Caden, of course, threw the pass, and it was a well-designed play. So Dennis would be the offensive player of the week. Defensively, Caden Hendricks actually came over and gave us a shot in the arm at corner. He's a big body, 6'5" guy that can run. Pretty good athlete. Played some corner over their best receiver. We didn't give up one throw to number 10, who was their leading receiver.
That's pretty impressive, Coach.
Yeah, so then Caden had a lot to do with that. He had, made two tackles for very minimal gain and two pass breakups. So he had a really good night in minimal duty on defense, but made an impact. Special teams wise, we finally got to score again and kick the extra point. I would say that
Aiden Kratzer,
first year kicker for us, has come over from the soccer team and done a really good job this year. Worked his tail off, in all phases, special teams, kicking, place kicking, kicking off, and actually did some punting in JV games for us as well. So mm-hmm. Aiden's done a great job, a great kid, love coaching him. So those three guys would have to have the nod for player of the week.
That's right. Yeah, I remember watching early on in the season with Aiden Kratzer in particular with his extra points, and you can tell throughout the season he's gotten a lot more confidence, and his kicks are getting off a little bit quicker, and the accuracy's always been there. So getting that kick confidence is going to be big moving forward, especially with next season close by.
Let me mention too, special teams wise, Bruno Freitas, our exchange student from mm-hmm. Brazil, soccer player as well, actually kicked two touchbacks in the game, so it could have gone either way. Bruno's got a really strong leg. Mm-hmm. He's going to continue kicking off for us this week and expect big things out of him tomorrow night.
Oh yeah, it's always good whenever we can get some people from not from around here that right. can kick it. It's always good to give those kids a chance to be able to play football.
For sure.
At least American football. Yep. We know down in Brazil they always focus on soccer, but
sure.
New experience is always good.
Absolutely.
This week, Coach, last game of the season. It is senior night for our seniors. So just to touch on them a little bit tonight, what parting messages do you have for the seniors?
Well, we hope that, it's been a disappointing season for them for sure. We had high hopes that this season was going to be different. Started out, played well against Tarleton County, had a huge packed out stadium. Mm-hmm. Went up, had a disappointing loss up at Windsor Forest and seemed to sort of spiral from there. I hope these kids will take away from our program a little bit of mental toughness mm-hmm. and fortitude. I told them a few weeks ago, I was really impressed with their ability to stick with it. Mm-hmm. The fact there's no quit in them. They get in these games and we're down, a few weeks ago to Fitzgerald, 40 points in the fourth quarter, and they're scratching and clawing trying mm-hmm. to win. And I hope the community sees that as well. There's times you're outmanned and there's times you make a lot of mistakes, but at the same time, the fight in these kids is something that can be admired, I think. And mm-hmm. and I hope they'll take that with them. The work ethic that we tried to instill, the character that we tried to instill. You know, we do a character education program every Wednesday called the Real Man System, and you know, that's important to me. Trying to develop fine Christian men through the program, mm-hmm. and hopefully they'll go out there and in the real world and still have that same no quit attitude toward life. That's the most important thing to me.
That's right. And as someone who got to watch from afar, obviously I'm not a coach in the program or anything like that. Watching the kids go through Friday nights and sometimes having disappointing results. But them still showing up to practice every single day, man. And some of the practices were at 6 a.m.
Yep.
And for a high school kid, that's not easy to do.
No, you know, from the start of the season, we started doing that last year, going to early morning practices at least for an hour. We'd bring them 6:30 to 7:30 before school, mm-hmm. Just to get our kicking game in, our contact stuff, you know, in pads. It gets so hot and mm-hmm. the rain and lightning early in the season, you really can't get out in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those practices are restricted to, you know, indoors and gyms. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's been good for us, but at the same time, you know, getting them here on Monday and Tuesday mornings, you know, out on mm-hmm. the grass at 6:30, you know, it is. It's admirable to see if they get here and get up early and get ready and go. I think that's going to benefit them in life mm-hmm. as well.
That's right.
You know, we talk a lot about punctuality and being on time and how that can separate you from your peers in the real world where a lot of these young kids don't know how to do that.
That's right. On time. Yeah, I, every time I think about it, I mean, waking up early, getting there, I mean, that's every day at work. And if you can't be doing that consistently, it's going to be hard to keep jobs. And every one of those kids that you guys have had on that field, they've got that instilled in them, and I think it's going to lead to a lot more success.
Hope so.
When they get out of high school and move on to their careers. This is the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, looking back to the seniors, I want to keep talking about them a little bit because this, to me, is their week. What's some of your favorite memories, whether it's from this year, last year, with this group of seniors that you're going to carry with you for the rest of your career?
Well, you know, the Kicklighter twins stand out in my mind a lot in the senior class. You know, those guys have played. They've been on the team here for 4 years and been hurt and played and hurt and played. And you know, Hayden Kicklighter is one of those guys that – you know, last year contributed hugely to the Jeff Davis win, which was a huge win for us in the program. You know, the guy blocked a punt, you know, made several tackles, and then ends up blowing his knee out for the second mm-hmm. time since eighth grade. You know, his brother coming back this year, you know, and then Hayden works back from rehab, gets back to play, and then Mason gets hurt in the first game against mm-hmm. Charlton with his knee, had shoulder surgery as well. So those guys and the heart that they play with and the no-quit attitude has been something to really, you know, sit back and watch. But, you know, this is a class full of guys that are multi-sport athletes mm-hmm. and play a lot of sports, and they stay busy. The commitment that they make to football, baseball, basketball, track, as well as their academic side of the coin is really impressive. Mm-hmm. You know, when so many kids today choose not to be involved mm-hmm. In extracurriculars because there's so much stuff outside of school to keep their attention, you know, it's really impressive to see guys that not only play a sport like football that takes so much of your time, but mm-hmm. to play multiple sports in a small school setting like this is always really impressive to me. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the big thing with the senior class. You know, just the commitment to excellence outside of the classroom is really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when this senior class was in middle school was whenever I was still helping with the middle school program. So I got to develop a decent amount of relationships with the young men that are graduating this year. And to see them, I remember the Kicklighter twins in particular, like you talk about, they were little bitty guys, had a little gut to them. But, man, they worked hard every single day at practice. Same thing with that entire group, man. Mm-hmm. If I had to define that senior class, it's work ethic. They put their nose down. They work. They don't complain that much. I mean, kids are going to be kids.
That's right.
But they definitely put the work in, and it's been a blessing to be able to watch this group just grow and become men right in front of your eyes. And I know you guys, you and your coaching staff, is a big part of that, and I appreciate you guys for that.
Well, we wish them nothing but success, and hopefully we'll have a little bit tomorrow night, too.
That's right. Yeah. More to come on the Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries.
I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick is a proud supporter of local athletics and your official high school football dealership. At Lou Saab Kia, we love Friday Night Lights just like you. Come check out our massive inventory, over 100 in-stock vehicles to choose from, as low as 1.9% APR on new vehicles.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery and by Lou Saab Kia of Brunswick. Coach, one more round of talking about the seniors. I know you had a couple of seniors that stepped up and in big roles this year. One of the ones that stuck out to me was Deshaun Hutchison, number three. What would be some things that you saw out of him the past 2 years that you're proud of?
Yeah, more than anything, I think with Deshaun's been his mental toughness. You know, when I got here, he was coming back from a knee injury that he had suffered the year before as a sophomore, and ACL tear. Was coming off that rehab and really struggled mentally, I think, to get back into the groove of the physical contact side of the sport. You know, he was real gingerly about it in the weight room and tentative about what he would do. You know, it's hard to get past that mentally as a young man to have that kind of major kind of reconstructive surgery and still trust that knee. So, you know, he struggled with that a little bit last year where he was a little tentative here and there. And I think through his hard work in the weight room and strength development, I've seen changes in his body and his attitude mentally. He's become a really good player for us again. You know, I think naturally he's a defensive back and a running back. We've had to sort of play him out of position as a receiver a lot of the times, but we've gotten into a situation where we can get him, hand him the ball some as a running back. And he's really emerged as a guy that cares a lot about the team and cares a lot about winning. You know, got good people at home to raise him, and I've been really impressed with his how he's come on this year as a senior. Also, another dude that has dealt with injuries as well, Peyton Perez. You know, when I got the job, I had to go get him out of the halls. He didn't play the year before, the sophomore. Came out as a junior and started as an outside linebacker again. Had him out of position out of necessity. Wasn't really big enough to play that position. But he got some reps at safety last year too. And then coming back this spring, he's a guy that I had circled as a starting safety and probably a leader of the defense. And did a really good job, and up until the Vidalia game was probably our best player, was our leading tackler, really the quarterback of the secondary. Unfortunately, suffered a break in his lower leg. In the Vidalia game, got rolled up good, and ended up having the tightrope surgery, which knocked him out for the rest of the season. And at this level, you lose a kid like that on either side of the ball, it can really affect your team. We've struggled to stop the run ever since. But we've had some other guys step up and turn into players. Malachi Saunders has ended up having to be a guy that there at safety and step in where he was playing corner before. That's the name of the game, and it's the name of life. When a man drops down, next man up. And we've had that attitude all year. But it was certainly disappointing to lose Perez. I know it was probably more disappointing for him to lose most of his senior season after working as hard as he did to get in that role.
That's right. Perez in particular, I've coached all 4 years in high school. He wrestles for me. Knowing how much work that kid puts in, whether it's in the weight room, on the football field, wrestling mat, tennis courts, everything, that kid's always trying to do what he can to help the program.
And I put together a senior leadership council this year and composed of two seniors, two juniors, and two sophomores, and he was one of those seniors on the squad. And it was really, really a tough blow for us to lose him in that whole rotation.
You're listening to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I guess we'll go ahead and go into this week. Obviously, we touched on it with senior night. For those that don't know, we are playing Bacon County this week. You've been breaking down the film, I know, since probably Saturday, if I had to guess, if not Friday night. What are some of the strengths that you've noticed from their program going into this week?
Much like every year, they're athletic. They're pretty physical up front on both sides of the ball. They've got some size and athleticism. You know, I think number seven, their star receiver and DB is probably the star of the show. Mm-hmm. They've had some injuries of late. Their starting quarterback, who's a first-year starter, also plays baseball, got knocked out a couple of weeks ago against Worth with a concussion, but I'm sure he's going to be back this week off protocol. Their starting tailback that played most of the season was missing last week from the game. Not sure if he'll be back or not. I didn't see him on the sideline, so but we'll be looking for those guys to, you know, we got to prepare mm-hmm. for the best. Is how you always go. You know, Coach Thad Williams is in his first year. Has done an admirable job. I think they've got, you know, four wins going into this game, you know, and beat some pretty quality opponents. So, you know, going back to last season, it was supposed to be the last game of the year over there. We ended up having to play a makeup game against Worth, mm-hmm. You know, the following week. But, you know, it was a really probably the most strange game I've ever coached in. There was a lot of extracurriculars on the mm-hmm. field, you know, and it wasn't Coach Williams' team then, different head coach, but you know, it was a mess. It was really a bad mess over there. Mm-hmm. Lack of discipline, and you know, they ended up calling the game in the third quarter. We got the forfeit win because we were up, I think, 14-7 at the mm-hmm. time. So we got the win, but they cleared the whole stadium out. We were on the field for about an hour and a half, just the two teams and coaching staffs and law enforcement and the admins trying to decide what was going to happen.
Right.
Finally got word from the GHSA that's what needed to go down. It was a forfeit win for Brantley County. Didn't catapult us into the playoffs. They still got in the playoffs because they had some non-region wins that we didn't have. So that was a little bit disappointing. But, you know, I've talked to Coach since then this week once we traded film and told him, you know, I hope we don't have a repeat of mm-hmm. the stuff that went down last year. Our kids have played with great sportsmanship most of the year this year, especially since Vidalia. I pride myself on my kids playing with class and sportsmanship, mm-hmm. and then when they don't, it really bothers me. So, you know, I hope that's how we represent our community and ourselves this week, and mm-hmm. I hope that's how their kids come over to that frame of mind as well.
That's right. At the end of the day, the kids are playing these sports to play the sport.
Sure.
So if you ever have a situation where a game has to get called for extracurriculars, I mean, we've got to focus back down and
yep.
and look at ourselves and ask these kids, like, hey, we've got to be doing the right things, because touching back onto something we talked about before, yep. I mean, the things that they're learning, the morals that they learn from this game,
yep.
is going to translate to life. I mean, absolutely. It's the same way. You might not have someone in the real world that you want to work with or whatever, and sometimes you just got to deal with it to get the job done. And
that's right.
I'm hoping that we have a good game here on Friday night at Caney Bay. So
I am too, brother. You know, I've told the kids, you know, you can lose games and not be a loser.
That's right.
You know, and you know, we want to strive to have character in our program and character in our individuals, and you know, win, lose, or draw, it's how you play the game that really matters. And you know, tough times happen, and tough people are able to get through them,
mm-hmm.
and that's what we hope we see tomorrow night.
That's right. Let's see. We'll be right back on the Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Touchdown Fridays are all about big plays, and at Marshland Credit Union, we're here to help you make yours. Cash for your first car or a loan for your forever home, we've got the game plan. Proud to back our hometown teams, because winning is better when we all do it together. Marshland Credit Union. Local roots, big wins.
Cunningham Jewelers is a proud supporter of local athletics, and just like you, we enjoy Friday Night Lights. Whether it's natural talent or coaching-created talent, they both win games. And whether it's Earth Mine Diamonds or Lab Mine Diamonds, they both look great in her ears or on her finger. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Head Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Marshland Credit Union. Coach, a little bit of information that we probably should give the fans this week is with this week being senior night. If we have any parents that are senior parents, we're expected to have them lined up at 6:30
yep.
On the field, and then we'll start the senior night festivities around 6:50. That way we can knock it out before the game. That way we can get our band and their band a chance to perform at halftime while also taking the time to honor the seniors, so we can actually focus on the seniors and whatnot and go from there. And then game kickoff should still be right at 7:30.
Yeah, always a special night, senior night. You know, we've got about 10 kids. You know, parents will meet in the West End Zone. That's closest to the school down here. You know, at 6:30, everything will start up at 6:50, I think, as far as the presentations go and recognition. It's a big night for all sports and all activities. You know, we recognize band and all fall sports on senior night. So, you know, we're always looking forward to it. It's a special moment for the families and the kids.
That's right. So, Coach, we'll end it with one last message to the fans.
Yep. You know, look, it's been a disappointing, tough year. We all know it. Nobody knows it better than I do. You know, these kids deserve our support. You know, first game of the year, I had a packed out stadium against Charlton. You know, our last home game, I couldn't say as much. You know, it was a thin crowd. You know, these events and football is the bell cow when it comes to you know, funding the rest of the school and as far as our extracurricular. So band depends on it, softball depends on it, all sports depends on it.
Wrestling depends on it, I'll be the first to tell you that.
You know, we all do, and you know, so it's not just about winning and losing. I know it's, you know, you start losing hope in a team when they're not winning, but at the same time, these are your kids, this is community. You know, Brandon's proud, and hopefully they'll show up tomorrow night to support these seniors and go out in a class way, you know, and donate a little bit of money toward our programs.
That's right, Coach. I'll tell you one fan that'll be there. That'll be me. I'll be out there supporting the kids because the kids deserve it. At the end of the day, it's all about the kids.
That's right.
And those kids deserve those stands to be absolutely packed.
Yep.
So that's right. Coach, I've enjoyed it. This is the thank you for joining the Brantley County Herons Coaches Show with Coach David Shores on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Aaron Beck, signing off.